Om Shanti. You might have seen in your programs that this morning's session there was a name, Sister Helen. And I would like us all to spend a moment in silence. Sister Helen is in a very delicate, critical health condition at the moment in the hospital of Ahmedabad. So we can all shower her with our good wishes and blessings. So we can start with a moment of total silence. And as we sit comfortably in silence, we turn our attention inward to this sacred space behind our eyes, in the awareness of who I am, the beautiful, powerful being of light. The one being expressed by the vehicle of my body. I will begin a journey to zoom out. And I become the silent observer of this body, my precious body. And as I zoom out with my thoughts, I am aware of everything around it. As a stage, the different actors on the stage, and as I zoom out, my body becomes smaller, and everything around it becomes more distant. Go beyond this room. I go beyond everything around, beyond countries. And I see the blue pearl of Mother Earth floating in cosmos, silently spinning, the magnificent blue pearl also becomes smaller and smaller, and everything around it in its own perfection. Becomes smaller and smaller. At a distance, our stage, the material, the corporeal world, becomes a point. And who is observing is me. The pure being of light, surrounded is the real world, the world of silence, where I belong. This is my home, my sweet, silent home of light, the home of all souls, all beings of pure, radiant light. I see myself as a tiny point of divine light. I am naturally peaceful. It is my nature, naturally loving. This is the true me. I just am. No thoughts are needed. I am immersed in silent peace. This is where I belong. This is where I come from. This is my home. In this awareness, I am drawn by the presence, the divine light, the supreme being. Pure energy of my Supreme Father, of God. He silently welcomes me back home. He is the ocean of peace. And the waves of his peaceful presence reach me. Fill me. I feel safe, completely free to be who I truly am. My Supreme Father the ocean of love, the pure love of my dreams. Unconditional love, divine love. In his eyes, I can see my own perfection. And I can feel the sweetness of total acceptance. This is the love that makes me free. I don't need to prove anything. I just of who I am, as I am. I belong to you. You are my supreme father. You are my supreme mother. Is open to your love. There is no fear, no doubt. This is yoga, the pure union of the soul. You are the one who is constantly loving, never changing. You never forget me. I belong to you, and you belong to me. This is the love I have been seeking. Unconditional, pure, divine love. The love of the One. This is the real world. This is the real me. I don't need to think here. I am in the enjoyment of who I am and who I belong to. My heart is open to you. I allow you in my heart. I have no fear. There is no insecurity. There is total acceptance of who I am. Your loving presence is a mirror of my own perfection. I am complete. a perfect being of light. This is the world of all souls, the family of beings of light. Unchanging, eternal. This is my home. And as I return stage, there is the physical universe, the blue pearl, the magnificent blue pearl, spinning silently in cosmos. And as I zoom in, there is Mother Earth, there's the stage with all the actors, there is my body, the costume through which I play my part. This precious gift from nature. And as I breathe in, I allow flow of peace into every cell of my body. And as I breathe out, I offer peaceful vibrations to everything around me. And now I would like you all to stand up. Stand up. And very quietly, very gently turn to the person beside you. In the awareness of the being of light that I am. You, the sparkling star, radiating your light. I see you as God sees me, the perfect one, the one that is complete. Beautiful, perfect creation. I accept the love that pours through your eyes. we are bound by divine love, the love that makes us free. And now I will slowly, slowly turn around in circle, very, very slowly. And as I look around, I see only beings of light, each one beautiful, perfect, complete. Each one is here to play their part. Each one is a gift to the world. Each one is here to shine their light. Each one is a beautiful creation of the Supreme. Each one reflects a unique spark. You are a gift to the world. The world would never be the same without you. We are eternally bound by divine love. This is the highest connection. So you can sit down. And come back to yourself. Your beautiful self, and think we have done a wonderful journey together. We have explored our inner world, that sacred space. We have explored the relationship with the Supreme, our home of light. We have explored the wonderful stage where we all play our parts and we understand the law of our expression into action. From being into doing. So now I would like to invite you all to think for a moment. What have I treasured in my heart? What is the gift that I have given to myself? What has been my deep realization of who I am, my fortune? What special treasure am I holding in my heart? I become aware. Thank you. So now, turn to the person next to you. Make sure they speak your language, and if they don't, move towards someone who will understand you. And share the secret of the gift that you're carrying in your heart. Share with each other, with the person next to you, as if you were whispering a very, very precious secret. If you are sitting alone, you can come close to someone and you can offer your gift. What treasure are you carrying in your heart? What is your deep realization? Loud enough so that they can hear. So, God has found the best place where to put His gift to you, and that is your heart. So this is all only just a game. It's the game of remembrance, because our only enemy is forgetfulness. We don't need to become better. We already are complete. We need to remember who I am, who I belong to. And I can always go back home. I am always only a thought away. So the game is not about struggling with duality. It is just about remembering. Remembering who I am, remaining awake. So as we practice and practice, whenever we catch ourselves trapped in the ego of a character, in a limited consciousness, we can just laugh and say, it's okay, I'm asleep. I just need to become awake. So we're going to just finish with a very beautiful song that Anna introduced us, a good friend who is helping us to practice becoming awake. Sometimes we feel it's difficult when we try to fight the ego. And we don't need to fight, we just need to identify. But if we bring light, because ego is just an illusion, ego is just trying to be more positive or better. It only knows about positive, negative, good and bad, but nothing about truth or illusion. So we just laugh, we say, I fell asleep. So it becomes a fun game. It's a wonderful game. A journey inward, a journey upward, and then we come back. We belong there and we visit here. We don't belong here and visit there. We just need to make sure we get this right, yes? We belong there and we only visit here. This is temporary. We're the traveler. Everything is temporary. Just like on a physical trip. We don't hold on to everything on a journey. We have a destination. And so we flow. We are the flow of life itself. So there's nothing to lose because we don't own anything anyway. But we are here to play a part. And by playing a part, we want to play a good part, the best way. We're not here to change things. We're just here to bring light. So it doesn't really matter where we are, and it doesn't matter what we do. We just need to shine the light. So I would like to finish with a very beautiful song. It's called Perfect Replications. And just see how God sees us. Because this is the mirror that allows me to have the courage to accept that we already are great. We are perfect. Last night, just a little, we were invited to meet Daddy. And it was a group of sisters. And normally we would expect Daddy to say something. And Daddy was so quiet. So quiet. But the way she looked at us, she was saying, it was a sweet silence full of significance. And words are not necessary. It was just pure conscious experience. So beautiful. So this is what we need to add more and more. So this is your last session. And I hope you all have a safe trip back home. I'm sure your Baba has filled your hearts with realization, with knowledge, with methods, with so many gifts. He's the one who brought you here. You can only come to Madhuban on a ticket of pure love. So this is a ticket that will bring you back whenever you want. You're always only a thought away. So Om Shanti.
Replications, you're the ones that I adore.